This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Believe it or not, election 2024. Who would have believed over the last year that many of us have gone from stubborn optimism as we approach this U.S. election to something close to giddy euphoria at the improving prospects for the progressive forces as the calendar marches forward? The courage of President Joe Biden in stepping aside for this election in the meteoric rise of Vice President Kamala Harris on the Democratic side has been met by confusion and chaos from former President Trump. Who would have written this scenario even a month ago? No matter what anyone would and will claim, the answer is decidedly no one. The Times Siena College poll finds Harris suddenly ahead by 4 points over Trump in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Other polls find that she pulled even with Trump and is now either ahead or surging, especially when Kennedy Jr. is included in the polls. Kennedy, a protest vote for none of the above, now is hurting Trump since a good part of the nunners are now Harris people. Harris rallies are now larger than Trump rallies. I should add, that's when he holds them. There was a bizarre story of him showing up late after landing in Billings, Montana, claiming there was a hydraulic problem in the aircraft, but it turns out the truth was he couldn't land in Bozeman. The city was going to seize his campaign plans since he'd failed to pay them $40,000 for extra security for his rally last year. So, emergency landing in Billings and late arrival in Bozeman. Meanwhile, Harris has been minting money. There was even a bizarre Trump press conference at Mar-a-Lago where he shed crocodile tears for poor Joe not being on the ballot in a tactical attempt to paint Harris as ruthless in another distortion of Biden's exit. Harris is whipping his butt and having no press conferences, period. Insiders in the Trump campaign paint him as disoriented and confused about how to move forward and contend with Harris. Reports of him calling her a blankety-blank biatch and questioning her race aren't smart moves as the number of undecided votes plummets. His choice of Senator Vance has thus far been a disaster, while Governor Walz is wallowing in good press and making Minnesota nice something closer to a warm, fuzzy, progressive security blanket. There's still a long way to go, and as recent weeks have proven, anything can happen. Everything can turn on a dime and go the other way. This is a Ripley's Believe It or Not election, and it's not over yet. Both sides are going full bore, so nothing is certain. At the same time, in this minute in time, there's no question that Harris is soaring and Trump has faltered. Wake up tomorrow and it could be the other way around, which is why, while scratching your head at these current events, wipe the grin off your face. Everyone has to remember, it's hard work and sweat to turn out the vote that will win in the end. This is Wade Brathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.